Welcome back to the program. We jump right to it. He is the pride of Bancroft, Iowa. Didn't know that. Now I do. Weber State head basketball coach Randy Ray has built a dynasty in the mid-major world. Coach of the year in the Big Sky, perennial contender, and a guy who develops players. Ask Damian Lillard how much the process in Ogden helped him as he grew to rookie of the year and now one of the best guards in the NBA. Randy, thanks for taking a few minutes to join us here on the Morning Drive.
Hey, Tom, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
What do you remember from Bancroft, Iowa? Give me an idea. What's going on in Bancroft?
Well, I'm not sure what's going on right now back there. I haven't been there for quite a while.
I figured.
There wasn't a whole lot going on when I was back there. There's only about 1,000 of us that were trying to make something happen. It was a pretty small town.
You got over the wall?
Yeah, exactly. You know, it was a wonderful place to grow up. I grew up on a farm outside of Bancroft, and so I'm a farm boy, but a wonderful place to grow up with great people, and it was a great childhood. But like I said, I just haven't had the opportunity to get back there as much as I'd like. I do miss it, but you kind of brought up some old memories that reminded me I need to get back there sometime soon and see some people.
Yeah, no, I know how that goes, but it's part of your DNA growing up. Work ethic is often created early, and certainly you check all the boxes. Congratulations on another great year. So, what was it like last night around Joel Bolomboy's situation, and you had a little gathering there? Now, some said, well, he slid to 52, and there was some talk late first round, you know, maybe early second, but that's all relative. I mean, he has an opportunity of a lifetime with a team that will value what he brings.
Yeah, no question. You know, first of all, anytime, it really doesn't matter where you go in the second round. It really doesn't. Once you're in the second round, which I think everybody predicted that's where he would be.
Right.
And I think, you know, talking to Joel's agent and their people, I think, you know, we kind of had the idea that he could go, you know, best case scenario, maybe early second round, but depending on the draft and what happens, anything can happen. And no matter where you go in the second round, you got to go earn a spot now.
Yep.
That's just the way the second round is. And so what you hope for is that that they go, no matter what number you go, you hope that he goes to a really good program and a program that will fit him culture-wise and character-wise and everything. And that's really what happened. And we are just ecstatic that the Utah Jazz found it enough confidence to draft him. And to me, the Jazz are, you know, it's the kind of culture that we try to create at Weber State with character and integrity and doing it the right way with good people. And I think it's just a wonderful opportunity with Joel, with one of the classiest organizations in the NBA. And so now he's got that opportunity. And anytime you're picked in the second round, you've got to go earn it. And that's what everybody has to do in that round. And that's what Joel's got to do. And I know one thing, he's going to get out there and outwork everybody to give himself a chance to earn that spot.
Yeah, that's so true. I mean, second round, it's really about fit more than positioning. It doesn't matter. Nobody's getting anything guaranteed. I guess there's some latitude with the kind of deals they can come up with. But how did it work with the Jazz? Did you have any inkling that they loved him, or how much contact? I mean, you're right up the road, so they knew all about this kid. But how much contact did you have with Dennis or with Jazz guys in the last several weeks?
You know, not a lot, to be honest with you. They're very aware of Joel, obviously, you know, being so close and seeing him play. And, you know, I talked to Schmitty quite a bit down there, and so they come and check on him and all that. But as far as conversations, I know they interviewed him out in Chicago during Joel's pro day, and they told me they were going to interview him, and sounds like everything went really well there, which is, it's going to, because Jazz, you know, or Joel is such a great kid. But but other than that, no, I didn't have a lot. But again, I think the familiarity with them being so close was at a pretty high level, and I think their comfort level, knowing that, you know, he was close, and they felt pretty comfortable that they pretty much knew who this kid was, and so it worked out pretty well that way.
You weren't at all surprised when he killed it at the Chicago pre-draft combine with his athleticism, all the drills, he just blew everything away.
Yeah, you know, I wasn't that surprised, no. I was out there on Thursday, and
right.
He was getting ready to do the skills, and I went over and just checked in with him, and he was pretty confident. He says, "Coach, I'm gonna win this one." And the one that the skills whatever challenge that he wanted to win was the weightlifting one, where they had to lift, I don't know what it was, 200 pounds as many times as they could. You know, how many reps they could get, and he won that one, and that's the one he really wanted to get because he's done such a great job in the weight room, and he was excited when he got the most reps on that one. But yeah, he tested pretty well a lot of those things. But as you know, with his athleticism, you could see that coming.
Yeah, and all those reasons are why. I mean, he's got a great shot to make this opening night roster and contribute fairly quickly. Now, we're not putting pressure on him because it's such a huge jump. We know that.
Right.
But
right.
What about him have you seen that you know, what upside do you think he has he can really tap into the most? Where will he grow?
Well, I think the thing that the Jazz, and I'm sure, you know, Dennis and Quinn and everybody knows this about Joel, he's got tremendous upside yet. He's not a finished product.
Right.
And he's young in the game a little bit. He didn't start playing until eighth, ninth grade. And so the things that he brings to the table are pretty exciting. It's number one, his motor. He'll have as good a motor as anybody that, you know, I really believe that anybody that was drafted last night. The guy just plays hard all the time, and he never wavers. And the second thing is he can, and everybody knows this, he can really, really rebound the ball.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't matter if it's high school or Division One or Weber State or NBA, that is going to translate. And so you take those two things, and now you've got a piece of clay that you can continue to mold. His offensive skill set has gotten so much better. I don't think I've had a kid or coached a kid in 25 years of Division One that has improved this much and still has a ways to go. So I think that's the exciting thing. He has the character. He has the integrity. He's a great teammate. His teammates are going to love him because he cares about them as much, if not more, than he does about himself. He cares about winning. That's his number one deal out there is winning. And he's got a motor and a rebounder. And now he's an extremely hard worker. He's going to be living in that practice gym. He'll be in there all the time to try to prove himself. So I think with all those things combined, I think he's got a chance to really do something. You know, he's got to go earn it.
Yep.
And he will. He'll work as hard as anybody trying to earn it. But he's got a great upside to him yet.
Weber State head basketball coach Randy Ray for a couple more minutes here on the Morning Drive with TK talking about Joel Bolomboy, the Jazz second-round pick. You're all about team building. I mean, you don't win like you do without understanding roles, and you need second units that contest and battle and practice. So is he going to be okay going in and, like, pushing some of the, like, favors around? Not in a bad way. I don't mean that, you know, cocky, but is he okay to step up and because you want energy off the bench and you want – more and more, I'm hearing this. The mantra from the Jazz organization is competition. Bring in talent. You know, not a lot of given minutes. You know, go earn it. Is he okay to get up and push some people around and maybe command a few minutes?
Oh, absolutely, Tom. I think that's something he's been doing through his whole life. I mean, in high school when he first started to play, Joel's never handed anything. In high school, he had to go earn it. And when he got here, you know, he had to earn it.
Mm-hmm.
We had competition for minutes, and he loves the competition, and we talk about it all the time in our program. You're going to earn everything, and it doesn't matter who you are. If you don't earn it, you don't get it. You don't get to play. And he really, really thrives on that competition. And it makes him better. So, he'll have no problem going in there. And of course there's no, you know, there's not one ounce of arrogance or entitlement in Joel's body. That's not his DNA. His DNA is all about hard work. I've got to earn whatever I get. I'm going to go work for it. That's who he is. And so he's going to really, really embrace that. And now he won't be afraid. I guarantee you that. He won't be in there or go in there and be afraid of anybody. He will compete. But this is a very humble and hungry young man that'll do it the right way. He'll compete compete his, you know, his butt off for time, but he'll do it the right way with a team first attitude.
Last thought for you. I mean, obviously, I was going to ask you about the recruiting benefits of now you have Damian Lillard with Portland and one of the best players. Now you have another kid who has a chance, and that speaks for itself. But can you comment about the Bricott Chapman transfer? Is that okay to talk about?
Yes, I can. No,
okay,
no,
great.
Yes, I can.
I didn't know about the rules and stuff. Obviously, he's a guy who contributed to Utah, and for whatever reason, he's coming to Weber State. And, you know, what a pickup for you guys. And just maybe you can tell us a little bit about what he means.
Yeah, we're really excited about Bricott. You know, we've known him quite well, obviously, being a fairly local kid here. And we watched him and recruited him in high school, as everybody in Utah did. And then to watch him his first couple of years in Utah, he brings a wonderful skill set. You know, he's almost 6'9". He's athletic, as everybody knows, and his skill set is at a high level for somebody with that kind of size and athleticism. So we're really excited about, you know, what he could become. And you know, he really fit in really well with our guys. Our guys really got to enjoy him. He was able to come in and play pickup ball with our guys throughout the last month. And our guys really embraced him and really he felt like he could really fit our culture. And that was my main thing before we, you know, ended up getting Bricott was we wanted to make sure he fit, you know, right, who we are and how we do things. And he really did. And I think Bricott is excited about a change of scenery and excited about trying to get out there and reach his full potential. And, you know, one thing I told him is we will invest everything we have into you to try to make you the best you can be, you know, as a player, as a student, and as a person. All you have to do is embrace our culture and invest in our culture and invest in your teammates and embrace it. And if you do that, you'll love the results. And so I think he's really excited about doing that, and we're excited about having him.
That's tremendous. That's a great pickup. And again, the rest of the Big Sky kind of going, oh no. In the meantime, it's not rebuild, it's reload at Weber State for Randy Ray. Congratulations on all your hard work with Joel and Ballenboy paying off. Best of luck next season, and we'll be in touch. I'm moving on, but I know we'll stay in touch over the time.
Absolutely, Tom. Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.